Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Cincinnati may fund a new program meant to take on gun violence. The new Save Our Brothers and Sisters project is run by community leaders who are asking for $70,000 to get in motion. Pastor Leslie Jones says a recent Mount Airy shooting was addressed with the kind of efforts the program will bring to the community.
And so we are very confident that we will address the issues as we stated in our proposal. And we look forward, again, as I said, to working with the city and with the community to help reduce the incidence of gun violence.
The program provides mentoring to at-risk youth, gun safety, training, and community engagement, and awareness efforts about the effects of gun violence. Governor Mike DeWine has made his first comment on the results of the 2020 presidential election, the first in 60 years where Ohio didn't vote for the winner. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports DeWine's statement comes as there are no questions about the vote in Ohio, which Trump won by 8 points.
DeWine's four-sentence statement begins, quote, "I congratulate Vice President Biden." DeWine notes that President Trump's legal team has the right to go to court with evidence of irregularities involving the election. Among the lawsuits is one filed by some Republican state attorneys general, arguing for the overturning of a Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision extending the state's legal deadline to accept absentee ballots. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost filed a friend of the court brief in that suit, saying state lawmakers, not courts, should set the rules on picking presidential electors. DeWine ends his statement by saying that once lawsuits are settled and election results are certified, quote, "it is important for all Americans to honor the outcome." Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is joining other Republican attorneys general asking the U.S. Supreme Court to invalidate some mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. Capitol reporter Rylan Barton says the lawsuit is unlikely to change the outcome of the election.
Pennsylvania tipped the scales of the presidential election in favor of Joe Biden over the weekend after he won the state by about 45,000 votes. Now Cameron is one of nine Republican attorneys general signing on to a friend of the court brief, arguing that absentee ballots received after polls closed in Pennsylvania on November 3rd should not count in the election. The U.S. Supreme Court already declined to hear a fast-track challenge to Pennsylvania's process of counting ballots received until 3 days after the election, but Republicans now hope the high court will reconsider after the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett. In a statement, Cameron wrote that all Americans, regardless of political affiliation, should be concerned. Cameron's office did not respond to questions about whether he thought Kentucky mail-in ballots received after Election Day should be thrown out. I'm Rylan Barton in Louisville.
A well-known Northern Kentucky restaurant is changing hands. After more than three decades, the Wainscott family has sold the Greyhound Tavern to Gary Holland of One Holland Restaurant Group. The Greyhound was founded in 1921 as the Dixie Tea Room. The Wainscots say they're looking forward to new adventures and are comforted to know their two sons will be staying on with the restaurant. Holland operates a string of Skyline, La Rosa's, First Watch, and Dunkin' restaurants in Greater Cincinnati, Lexington, and Louisville. He says he intends to continue providing the food service and atmosphere customers have come to expect. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.